Well, everyone, it's Paul Hopkins of VR Podcasting. I hope you're all well. Doing my October 23 early in the morning today in the UK. I hope you're all well. Today's October 23 is Planes, Trains and Automobiles. Starting off with Christopher Burr. I think that's how I meant to pronounce it. That's what Gwen Cleon said anyway. Shannon, thanks for that. And thanks for everyone else listening to me on Audio Boom. Thanks a lot, Chris. And there you go. A song in the same key as it goes, because I plan things like that occasionally. This is ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, straight out of Birmingham, England, with Last Train to London. Let's drink to London.
starry skies. I was stupid, eyes must really have rushed by. I didn't realize that love was in your eyes. I really should have gone, but not one at all.
Last Train to London then, that's ELO. As I said, it came out of Birmingham in the UK. Jeff Lynne, the lead singer. Great hits, incredibly detailed music, don't you think? Absolutely incredible. Really, really like ELO. It's a very happy song, this, isn't it? And I would say, you know, like Mr. Blue Sky, it's obviously one of their key songs, you know, is on a par with Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, that's one of the songs always highlighted as the go-to song for fantastic. Fantasticness, phantasmism, or whatever you call it. But ELO's Mr. Blue Sky is on a par with that, and that's saying something, in my opinion. So that's ELO then. Love the drumming as well. And now, if you're going to go anywhere, you need wheels, don't you? And this is Wheels by Jamie Cullum. Oh, yes, it is. Really like Jamie Cullum, like his voice, like his piano playing, and this very much represents some of his music for me.
Lives are full of hope. Shouldn't drag your soul around you like a length of rope. You remember everything you thought your life would be. Well, it's fallen through the cracks of ancient history. Whoa. Living like we've always known a different way. We're taking all the different roads before I go. It'll bring you back around to the one you know.
Jamie Cullum then, Wills, came into prominence, I think, around the same time as Michael Bublé, and I definitely prefer Jamie Cullum. Both between them, though, kind of brought jazz back into the mainstream, at least a certain type of jazz, I would say. But yeah, good on them. Love jazz, as you know, if you've been listening to my my audio booms for Octava. It's amazing, it's coming very much towards the last part of Octava. We'll be doing the rest of the Octava topics because we've got up till day 21, I think. Not 21, sorry, 25. Day 25, which is Sunday. So if you still want to do anything with Octava, then that would be good. It'd be good to hear some more people and stuff. But thanks for those that already have. I can talk over this for a little bit because it's instrumental. It's our final, or my final contribution to Planes, Trains, Automobiles. And this is called Jetstream, and it's by Emancipator. So yeah, we'll be doing some more, the rest of the Octava is another 6 days after the 25. So yeah, getting towards the end of it really, to the last week. Really enjoyed it myself, I have to say. Lots going on with Audio Boom, it would appear. Won't talk about that too much now, but it would be a shame to see anything further be done to erode the community of Audio Boom, but it appears that that's going to be happening. And I'm telling you what, it's not anything to do with the professionalism of the community and the content. Really, in my opinion, there's been some fantastic contributions to Audio Boom over the years. Yes, vociferous, you know, and complaints sometimes and things like that. But, you know, that's what happens, isn't it? You know, when someone loves something and you know, really values it, I think. I mean, look at Apple and the fanboys and girls. You know, we all complain about Apple, but we still buy their product. Anyway, I won't comment much about it here, but definitely we'll have perhaps some more to say. I'm just watching at the moment what's happening and enjoying Octava, to be honest. And I hope that we have something in terms of a legacy for the community. Various things happening, though. Facebook groups being set up. There's one called Audio Boo. I think it's Audio Boo or Audio Boom, but either way, if you type that into Facebook, it's a closed group, but you can join that. And also, audio community as well. The Audio Boom community, that's another one to consider joining, because that's talking specifically about things around Audio Boom, and that's a closed group too. The former, the Audio Boom group, is really just a group of people that are already on Audio Boom, wanting to connect and maintain the community. Search for that on Facebook and be part of it. But yeah, I'd say let's see what happens. I'm going to leave you with the rest of this now, Emancipator, with a few minutes to go, so I'll speak to you soon. Thanks all for listening to my latest Octava 23 Planes, Trains and Automobiles, and I'll speak to you on the morrow.